You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jerry was the only one that saw that Cowboys game coming, apparently. What a blowout! My goodness. You nailed it, Jerry.
I just think the Jaguars cruise in this one. I feel like they can travel and play well anywhere. Give me the Jaguars in this one.
I like the Jaguars to go in there and beat your Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Recco.
Cowboys in a rout. Take that. In a rout.
The final here today from AT&T Stadium. Dallas throttling Jacksonville 40-7. Your final.
That is pretty good.
How are we doing?
Why don't you suck some, Boomer?
That's great, Jerry. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I can see they actually came to work, you know, primed and ready to roll. Put some tape together and everything else. I thought I was going to hear the Kyle Palmieri two goals as well. I mean, that's three games in a row for him.
So. Well, sorry. So be honest. Did you, because Boomer, I didn't get in your face so much with a pick. I just was very indignant about the Jaguar. But Boomer got in your face a little bit over your Cowboys. Did that inspire you to say Cowboys in a rout? Or were you feeling Cowboys in a rout the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, you were so Jaguars. And you know, defense travels all. And then Boomer, you know, Cowboys suck. It's going to go badly. Jason Garrett. I thought they would win before you guys opened your mouth.
Right.
Then, yeah, I went a little extra.
All right. Sure. So we inspired you to the rout.
I would say yes. Okay. I took it a notch further. That is true. I 100% was taking them, and I thought they would play well at home in Jacksonville. I wouldn't have done that. I thought they'd play well.
What a great pick. That is a great pick, Jerry.
I agree.
Good for you, man.
Question is, who does Jacksonville play next week?
The Houston.
They play?
Just Google it.
They're home for Houston.
Yeah. Mm.
That's another team. That's just
That AFC South is just horrible, man. These offenses are brutal.
I thought the Texans and the Jaguars both would be better than this, but...
Well, you know, the Texans are winning, though. That's the thing. I mean, it doesn't matter how you win. Just keep winning, and hopefully you'll find your game as the season goes on.
The Texans lost to the Giants. Come on.
At home.
Give me a break. How am I supposed to take them seriously? Lose to the Giants. The Giants only.
It's the NFL, man. Win.
No, I know. I'm just trying to pile on the Giants. All right, Jerry is here with an update. What's going on, Jerry?
We are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. Jets, Colts yesterday, and all good for New York.
Hey, Daddy!
Crowell into the backfield.
Yeah, it's Greg Gumbel on CBS. Jets rolling to a 42-34 win in a game that really wasn't that close. They got seven field goals from Jason Myers, though Indy made it interesting late. Sam Darnold, a couple of touchdown passes. That one had another one to Terrell Pryor. He was 24 of 30 for 280 yards. Jermaine Kearse, nine catches for 94 yards, and Morris Claiborne got them out to a good start. A pick returned for a score. Here was Todd Bowles. Got it done, period.
The game wasn't perfect by no means, but, you know, the growth of the team, we probably would have lost this one a year ago or a couple weeks ago.
But not yesterday. How did Darnold do from your vantage point?
I thought he did a good job. I thought he hurried the one on the turnover, but everything else, he took what they gave him. He understood what was going on. The game's slow for him.
And got
what I love most about it is that when Indianapolis started to come back a little bit, you know, Jeremy Bates and Todd Bowles came out throwing. You know, they said, go get a kid.
Right, don't sit on it.
Don't sit on it. They never sat on it, and which is great. I mean, they could have scored 60 points yesterday.
Yep.
Just like either the Chiefs or the Patriots could have scored 60 points last night if they weren't settling for field goals. I think there were five field goals in last night's game.
Yeah.
And there were seven. How many did the and how many did Vinatieri have yesterday? Two?
I'd have to look. I don't know.
I think he had
just one. Google it.
You know, Al. Why don't you do some work, Al? You and your five-team parlay, $25 losers.
two field goals.
Two for Vinatieri. Yep. So they had nine in yesterday's game.
Yeah.
So think about if those turn into touchdowns, what the scores could potentially be. We may see our first, like, 60-50 game this year.
It's possible.
It's like college football. It's like the Big 12.
His defenses are just – I mean, the rules don't allow it. I know that.
But. Some of the defense is bad. We saw some pretty good defense yesterday.
How about the Ravens, what they did
11
to the
sacks.
And Mariota only had 10 completions.
The Ravens have not given up a touchdown in the second half. That's why they are a legit team. And then, of course, the Chargers are a legit team, and they don't even have Joey Bosa back.
Yeah.
And blew out the Browns in Cleveland. Here was Sam Darnold taking it game by game.
Like I said before, it's a 16-week process, so we're just going to continue to grind.
And one by one, Jamal Adams on SNY, that's two straight wins.
It's huge. It's a step, but at the end of the day, we got a great team that's coming in next week, and we got to dial back in.
They get like your Vikings next week.
It's amazing what a win can do for you, right?
Here's Jason Myers on his 7-for-7 performance.
I mean, there's always pressure, but you just gotta take it one moment at a time, one kick at a time, and you can't really think of it's fourth quarter. We're trading field goals for touchdowns, but you just gotta keep making them.
In the loss. They could have just won that game at Cleveland. They'd be 4-2 right now.
You're right. I'm right in the thick of things. In the loss, Andrew Luck was 23-of-43, 301, four touchdowns. He was picked off three times. You mentioned the Sunday night game. Here's how it ended. Patriots, Chiefs, it was everything you expected.
The kick on the way from Gostkowski. Up and good. And from 28 yards away, Steven Gostkowski wins the shootout for the New England Patriots.
Kevin Kugler, Westwood One on the Fan, 43-40. Your final score is the Patriots go to 4-2, hand the Chiefs their first loss of the season. Tom Brady threw for 340 and a score, also had a touchdown run. He says he figured when Kansas City tied it, might have done that too fast.
You know, we had confidence. I think, I'm glad when he was running, Tyreek was running to score. I said, good, score quick, because then we had, enough time. They had one timeout left, and give us a little time to go down and kick the field goals.
Did you like the stiff arm by Rob Gronkowski on the KC defender?
Yes.
It was like the shades of Tampa Bay from a couple of weeks ago.
I'm surprised he didn't get more catches, though, last night.
Only three.
I mean, Eric Berry wasn't playing. He should have had, I thought.
He's not had a good season, man. There's a lot of games like that with Gronk. I mean, I don't know if it's because everybody's focusing on him because they didn't have wide receivers prior to Edelman coming back and Gordon, but I look up every week, and Gronk is really
like
not producing.
Average numbers.
And Josh Gordon, I think, had four or five catches last night. Here was Patrick Mahomes in the loss, 352, four touchdowns, two picks. He says they'll use this going forward to just be better.
As a competitor, you want to win every single week, but, I mean, you learn from everything in this league. You learn from every experience that you have.
And last night, their first losing experience.
He's got 20 touchdown passes already.
Yeah, that doesn't suck.
He's 20-4, four interceptions. I mean, how many do you think he ends up with?
I would say 55.
55?
55, I'm serious.
It's not even crazy.
55.
Yeah, no, I said it's not nuts. With 10 games to go, there'll be three, yeah.
Now, they do have a very good running back in Kareem Hunt that they trust around the goal line, which changes things. But, I mean, I think that there's a possibility.
How about when they came out, so they're down, they get the kickoff, and one play, 75 yards, Tyreek Hill's in the end zone.
I know.
I'm like, where the hell's the defense?
I thought it was important for him, too, because he did not play well in the first half, and then he came out and he was great in the second half on the road against Tom Brady. I know they lost, but...
I think Chris was right last night when he was saying early in the game he was a little jacked up. He missed a couple wide open throws.
Right, and that pick was a bad one.
Yeah, at the end of the first half, he threw the pick in the end zone. Kind of like, Mitch Trubisky threw a pick in the end zone. A lot of guys are throwing picks in the end zone. It's a game changer. It's a momentum changer.
But. Also a game changer, you would think could be, was Kenyon Drake fumbling the ball in the Dolphins-Bears game in overtime at the 1 yard line as he was about to go in for the game winning score. They were trying to score the touchdown at the first possession so Chicago wouldn't get the ball. The Bears would go down the field, miss a long field goal, and then the Dolphins would wind up winning it. Jason Sanders, the game winner, 31-28, your final in overtime in this game. And it was not Ryan Tannehill that played. It was Brock Osweiler. All he did was throw for 380 yards. After the game, here was Adam Gase. So what's up with Tannehill?
I don't know. I think there's some kind of like HIPAA law or something like that. They can't talk about it. I don't know. I don't sit there and ask him all these questions, and I just know the guy couldn't go today.
Right, but why?
Go ask him. Tired of answering this question about this guy. I got it, but you know what? I'm over it. Me and him, we know that he's not right now.
This guy.
Wow.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, that means
plus
that he's...
he has that weird look. He's got that little head with that little hat. And the hat's like cut down. You see the big eyes.
He folds doesn't
the
help.
I mean, it really doesn't help the look.
Does he not like Tannehill?
I don't know. I don't know.
Sound like they're best buds right there.
Wow. Tired of answering questions about this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, weird one.
Go ask him.
Right. I mean, wow. I tell you, it sounded like he thought he could play and didn't, but then Osweiler gave him a great game. So why is he so angry?
I love that he tried to do the HIPAA laws.
It's smart. Deflect.
Yeah, I can't talk about injuries. HIPAA laws.
Then you had the Steelers and the Bengals, and they were almost so excited in Cincinnati because late in the game, they got the lead.
Second down and three at the Steelers 4, the Bengals down by 6. Dalton hands it off to Mixon.
Yeah!
Charges into the end zone. Touchdown, Bengals!
The problem is, like in the Patriot game, left too much time as the Steelers would go 77 yards in 7 plays in about a minute.
First and 10 at the 31 of the Bengals. Then in the gun, 15 seconds to go. The Steelers have a timeout left.
Blitz is coming.
All here it comes, and a quick pop over the middle. Running free. That's Antonio. 10-5. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. You gotta be here.
Oh, baby.
Unbelievable.
First you heard Dan Horde and Dave Lapham. That was Bill Hillgrove, that on Steelers radio. And they wound up winning 28-21.
Yeah, I think they saved their season right there. And here's the other thing. You know, if you're Marvin Lewis, I mean, Mike Tomlin owns you. I mean, he owns you. I mean, isn't that like the one thing you got to do is you got to win the games in your division. And the Steelers are to the Bengals what the Patriots are to the Steelers.
Yeah, and they always win in that building, too. The Steelers go in there and win,
too. It's like 9 out of their last 10 or 10 out of their last 11, including playoffs.
By the way, it was Justin Hunter on that questionable block pick thing, not Juju Smith-Schuster, as I said before. But that was explained by Alberto Riveron, so Bengals fans can't complain about it.
I don't know. It's like, hey, the names may change, except for the coaches and everything else, and it's the same thing every single year.
Hear what Ben said after the game about James Conner? He's like, yeah, James was great, so unfortunately he's not going to play anymore since Le'Veon's coming back next week.
He said it in kind of a little snarky way.
Right, yes, he did.
But he was giving all the props in the world to James Conner, who really had a great game yesterday again.
Yep.
In London, the Seahawks rolled the Raiders 27-3. Seth Roberts and Amari Cooper left with concussions. Derek Carr left the game with an arm injury, though he said he was fine. The Raiders are 1-5, but if you ask defensive end Bruce Irvin, all is fine. He said, quote, "We lost, but I've got a beautiful wife I get to go home to. Boy, I'm going to try and make some babies, man."
So, how about John Gruden?
Let's have sex and have a baby.
Bing, bang, boom.
That's
right,
what they're going to do. Yes, bing, bang, boom, you're pregnant. Right,
yes,
boom?
Exactly.
So at least he's keeping it light. And at 1-5, he has something to look forward to.
I think John Gruden is like, oh, what in the world did I get myself into?
10 years, $100 million. That's what he got himself into.
You can't feel sorry for him, right?
No, you cannot. How much of that money is guaranteed?
I think all of it.
Right, as long as he finishes it out.
I think all of it is. He's got to finish it out, obviously. I don't know. You know, he's got a short fuse, a really short fuse. And just watching this relationship between him and Derek Carr develop. And yesterday, there were all these different reports that, you know, the Raiders are open for business when it comes to trading players and all that other stuff.
He said that wasn't true in the post.
Okay,
I'm just telling you what he said.
Okay.
Cowboys, if you didn't hear, beat the Jaguars 40-7. Both Greg and Boomer picked the Jaguars to win that game. They lost by 33 points. And didn't look good doing it either. Falcons over the Bucks, 34-29. Chargers beat the Browns, 38-14. It was the Texans over the Bills, 20-13. Josh Allen left with an elbow injury. Nathan Peterman was picked off late for the go-ahead score. Ravens, a 21-0 win in Tennessee. They had 11 sacks of Marcus Mariota, who was 10 of 15 throwing the football. Vikings beat the Cardinals, 27-17. It was the Redskins over the Panthers, 23-17. And the Rams go to 6-0. They beat the Broncos, 23-20. Todd Gurley ran for 208. And 2 touchdowns. Case Keenum in the loss over 300 yards passing. All right, to the baseball last night. Red Sox and Astros. You had Houston taking game one. Boston came back last night to get the game even.
2-1, and Jackie hits one toward the wall and left. Going back, Gonzalez. He is to the track. He looks up. It is off the wall. Bogart scores. Pierce behind him. Here comes Devers around third. He will score. A two-out. Bases clearing double for Jackie Bradley Jr. And the Red Sox jump in front 5-4.
And that is Tim Neverett on Red Sox Radio. 7-5 would be the final score. Boston take game two. Mookie Betts scored on a pass ball in the seventh, then drove in a run with a double in the eighth. Here was David Price. He went 4 2/3 and no decision. He gave up 4 runs. Not great, but we won.
It wasn't the line I dreamed up to have tonight, but you know, our offense, our defense, you know, everybody rallied together. That's what we've done all year.
And so,
how about the fact
one
that you had a starter and Garrett Cole go 6 innings last night?
How about that?
Right? I mean, and A.J. Hinch kept them in there and said, you're our starter. Let's go.
Yeah, and he went along with Verlander the other day. Did you see Verlander in the one inning? He couldn't throw a strike.
Yeah, it's amazing how that happens to a guy.
He's walking runs in. Really was crazy. But so you have that. Game 3 will be tomorrow night in Houston. Tonight, Game 3 of the NLCS in L.A., Dodgers and Brewers, Yelich Chacin, Walker Buehler, the starters there. And you mentioned the Devils. They beat the Sharks 3-2. Kyle Palmieri did score two more goals. He's got six through three games.
All right,
off
Jerry.
To an amazing start. And your
pretty
team's
good start.
3-0.
Yep, pretty good start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.